We've been studying the last few weeks through our book of Ephesians, and we've been looking at verses 1 through 10, but picking apart each verse in the beginning, 1, 2, and 3, talking about the magnitude and wonder of what we have received in Christ, what we deserved, and then the grace and mercy what we've received. Psalm 33 begins, "Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Praise the Lord with harp. Make music to him on the 10-stringed lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy." These first three verses give us an indication of our heart's response to the wonder and the power of God's love. How should we respond? What is it that we can do? Well, we can praise our Lord. We can praise him. We can take hope and rest in him. He is an amazing God, and we should shout joyfully that he is our God, and that we are his children, and that we have received life even when we deserve death. What an amazing thing. And our right response should be then to love him. And Jesus qualifies loving God like this. He says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and your neighbor as yourself." So our act of love towards God is to love God, but to love that which was made in God's image, our neighbor, our friends, our family. It's often difficult, but with the help of the Holy Spirit, looking at others through his eyes, studying them and saying, "Lord, I don't know if I love this person, but I know you love this person. Help me to see them like you see them," seeing them with God's heart. We can love them. We can forgive them. Part of my walk this Lenten season has been studying closely the need for me to forgive others and to love others. And with that comes a need to study how God sees them, in order that I may love those which to me are unlovable, because God himself loves those of us who are unlovable. So sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. We're not righteous in our own. We're righteous in Christ. What a fantastic celebration that Christ has brought us into the kingdom. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Praise the Lord with harp. Make music to him on the 10-string lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all that he does. Well, the word of God in Ephesians tells us that we have been saved from death and made alive in Christ. 1 John 1:9 tells us that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The word of the Lord is faithful and true. We are forgiven, we are loved, and he is to be praised. So today, we take a little excursus from looking at the words of Ephesians to just savor the amazing love God has for us, and to be joyful, to be amazed that God keeps his promise to us when we cannot keep our promise of faithfulness to him. But he loves us. He's died for us. And now he leads us to him. Praise God. Sing joyfully indeed. I hope this Sunday will be a Sunday filled with joy for you, knowing that God loves you, and whatever circumstance you find yourself, you can trust in him. Have a good Sunday.